Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Dan Register.
It's almost time, Ross. It's almost time.
You getting excited?
A little bit.
Good. And Dylan Shivery.
Hey, Billy.
What about you? Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Why are you excited?
Because I will be in attendance.
Oh, God, I forgot.
Yeah, I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Must be nice.
Yeah, sorry, Dan. I hate to rub that in your face. I don't have a dog in the fight, but
does
I will
be at
the
fight. Does it feel like he's rubbing it in
fight.
Your face? Because it doesn't feel like it to me.
Just going.
Until he says it.
Just going, I feel like it's rubbing it in Dan's face.
You know, I'm happy for you, Dylan.
Thanks, Dan.
Either way, you're going to see the Eagles win a Super Bowl, or you're going to see the Patriots pass the Cowboys in the amount of Super Bowls they win.
Yeah, that didn't bother me so much. But, okay, I was trying to figure out who I can't root for the Eagles, obviously, as a boys fan. Can't. Just can't do it. So, and I hate the Patriots and everyone that roots for
Dude, you
any
have
Boston
to root, you
team.
Have to root for the Eagles. If you're not rooting
no,
for the Eagles, I don't understand.
No, I don't.
This is why you have to put money on the game.
No, I don't.
Then, so what? It's you're just going to be
rival.
A neutral fucking...
Yeah, I would never cheer for
what
the
What I want to see is I want to see greatness. I mentioned this on the podcast earlier, touching base, by the way. I just want to see greatness.
Oh, good. Hey, so you know what? Just go ahead and turn this one off. Go listen to Touching Base.
Give it a spin.
Why even listen to the fucking show?
I spent 20 seconds on it in Touching Base.
That's the definition of bad radio.
No,
there.
That's called plugging another Grand X Network
Shaking
podcast.
Shaking my fucking head.
Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Sure. Sure. An announcement. At the conclusion of football season, we will be scaling back to one episode a week of Backdoor Cover. Because there's not just we're going to be in the dead zone. The football is...
No football.
The football is winter. So, I mean, if something happens, you know, if there's like a groundbreaking sports news thing, we'll do another sode. But for the most part, we're just going to do one a week.
Yeah, we're not getting in-depth with the Winter Olympics.
No, I don't. I'm not that big of a curling guy. You know, it's just
curling's probably the best sport in the Winter Olympics.
I don't know how it works.
One of the more entertaining ones.
Come on, Dan. Curling is fun to watch for 5 minutes.
Okay, let's just compare it to the other sports in the Winter Olympics.
All guys, the skiing just stuff is tight.
No, the skiing stuff where they go off like a jump and they just kind of do the same thing.
No, that's tight.
Again.
Snowboarding is tight to watch. They do that, right? That's not the X. Is that the X Games?
They do. They do in the Olympics
they do it
now too.
In the Olympics.
Yeah, they added it.
The Flying Tomato?
Yeah.
That's a person.
Is he still there?
Sean White?
He's getting up there.
He seems older.
Is he retired? We don't know anything. This is why we're only doing one a week.
He did it 4 years ago in Sochi? Is that where it was?
Sochi. Yeah.
Sochi.
The Japanese city that doesn't exist anymore.
Russian.
No, Russia.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like now, it's like a ghost town now.
It was also...
With decaying, like...
It was a summer destination in Russia. And they held the Winter Olympics.
Japan, Russia,
like
whatever.
60 degrees out.
We're not. This isn't geography class.
Snow is melting. This is
sports.
Yeah,
they built structures.
Like bring snow in
that weren't complete, and then they just kind of like draped over fake.
The Olympics
tarps.
Out of in a world in the sports world, which is just filled with like cheating and lying and racism and chaos. The Olympics are the stupidest thing that exists out of all of it. Somehow,
next to FIFA too.
Yes, even more so than FIFA. Like the building every 4 years of an entire, you know, city worth financially of infrastructure to host a meaningless series.
Oh, it just
of,
decimates your city.
It's ridiculous. It's terrible for your economy. It's
awful.
Like,
and then they just abandon it. And then you go back and you can see photos of like an Olympic village like 10 years later. And
dude,
it's
in Rio for the Summer Olympics.
Right.
It like ruined it.
Well, how come the homeless don't just move in and grow?
I think
droves?
They do. They definitely do.
If I'm homeless,
it's a shanty town.
I'm going to the most recent Olympic village. That's where I'm going. Because that's it's free lodging. And it's brand new.
They're all just having sex in there.
It's just, you know, there's puddles of cum everywhere, but you got to avoid those.
Yeah.
Just avoid those and
avoid
you're good.
The pump the cum puddles.
Anyway.
Shouldn't they just go bounce back from countries that actually have stadiums already built? Like just US.
No,
because
those
Great
aren't state of the art anymore. What are they gonna do with the billions of dollars that we need to spend on stadiums? We need more stadiums built around the globe and then left. It's this whole conspiracy about we're building all these stadiums and leaving them so that when the aliens come they'll have places to house their spaceships.
That's
I just
why?
Made that up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, I like that. We can run with that.
Sure. All right, let's talk about the NBA for a second. Several big things have gone down since we were last in here recording. The first of which, James Harden became the first ever player ever.
That's the biggest story?
No, it's not. But it's one of them. To score 60 and have a triple-double. It's still weird to me that this has never been done. But...
Well, usually when you score 60, you're not dishing out too much.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable feat. He's now the highest scoring individual player in any game for the Rockets franchise. Calvin Murphy held the previous record of 57 since 1978. That's 40 years. And you're talking about like Hakeem, T-Mac, Steve Francis. None of them ever did that.
The franchise.
That's surprising to me. CP3 and Ariza were both out, so James kind of had to run the whole show, and he did.
Are you talking yourself into beating the Warriors in the playoffs?
No.
Not yet?
We haven't even hit the All-Star break.
But a little part of you?
No, I really don't care. I'm focused on my team. The most important and interesting part of this story is that former Rocket, Bobby Brown, a.k.a. Bobby Buckets, texted James Harden before the game, earlier that afternoon, get 60 tonight, it's about that time. And then he did. Which just adds to this legend of Bobby Buckets, which was born last year during the playoffs when he was just making it rain threes in garbage time. And I don't know if he's always been called Bobby Buckets, and I didn't know that already, and I started calling him that, and then now everybody calls him that, but I'm going to take full credit for his nickname. Because I started yelling this without knowing that was his nickname in the stadium, like from a suite, in the middle of a game.
Wait, who is this guy? What's his actual name?
His name's Bobby Brown. No, I got the tickets for free.
Who is he?
You would never know him.
Like 12th man?
You would never know him. He sits on the end of the bench. He's essentially a professional best friend. He is best friends with like James Harden and Trevor Ariza, and nobody knows why he's on the team. He's not on the team anymore. They had to cut him in early January.
Is he in the league anymore?
No, he's not in the league right now. We had to waive him in early January to make room for Gerald Green, but they have plans to bring him back for the rest of the season and the playoffs. So he's like basically chilling in like Harden's pool house right now is my theory.
He's a morale guy.
He is, but I've never seen this to this extent in the NBA. Like, we have an entire... you don't get that many roster spots. He never plays, ever, unless it's like a 30-point blowout.
No one's playing 12 deep.
We play like 8, 7 deep, 7 or 8. But this dude is unbelievable. Like, I've just never seen anybody make a career out of essentially being cool. Like, Harden is like, no, I want Bobby Brown around. So they're like, oh, okay, we'll have Bobby on the team, I guess.
You have to appease your superstar.
It's fucking bizarre.
Is it this easy, though? You just got to tell James Harden what to do, and he just goes out and does it?
He's a professional best friend.
I don't know.
Note up here.
Apparently, obviously, he needs to be texting him shit like that more often, but... Like, okay, so the other night remember a couple weeks ago we had the Clippers-Rockets drama where Trevor Ariza and Gerald Green both got suspended? There was, like, Bobby Buckets, who's, again, nobody knows who he is, with the exception of, like, a contingency of psycho Rockets fans like me. Like, Dylan has no idea who this guy is.
No.
He couldn't be less, like, important looking.
Well, if you said Bobby Brown, I think another individual comes to mind.
Right, and that helps. That there is a super famous Bobby Brown already, so nobody connects his name to him.
There are two now, too. Now there's a Millie Bobby Brown, which is 11.
This is a picture of him that I'm showing you right now. He's the most generic black
just
man
generic black
in history. And he doesn't look athletic.
He's wearing a headband. He looks like some guy you see at the YMCA.
Yes, like an old school dude. I don't even know how old he is. Like, I have no idea where he played. Like, if he played in college, if he even went to college, I don't know I have no idea. All I know is it's Bobby Buckets. And when Ariza was suspended, he's, like, at Bobby Brown's house watching the game. And since nobody knows who Bobby Buckets is, he's, like, filming the whole thing on Snapchat and Instagram and shit. It's just this bizarre, like, behind-the-scenes look into the Rockets' best players through Bobby Brown. I have no idea how to describe it. It's bizarre. Anyway. Enough about the Rockets. Blake Griffin was traded to Detroit seemingly out of nowhere.
Just signed a massive deal. Was 3 months into the deal.
Yeah, he was shocked by the trade. He found out via Twitter.
How does this keep happening? I feel like this. There's a story like this once or twice a year. A big name is traded, and they don't hear it from the front office or their agent. They right. just find out as the public finds out. I don't understand how that happens or why that happens.
I understand how it could happen in some instances. I don't understand how this happened because
there would have to be bad blood, you're saying, in order for like
yeah, I mean, he's the only this is the only team he's ever played for.
Right.
Yeah.
And right. before he signed the deal, I think one of the stipulations or like part of the contract was we're gonna retire your jersey in the future. Like
I'd never heard that.
They're like crazy. I think they raised
at the when he was a free agent. The Clippers pitch, they did an entire presentation, and at the conclusion of the pitch, they took him to a balcony and overlooking the stadium, and they raised an actual banner and had music playing, and it said Blake Griffin, Clipper for life, and like had his number retired. And so that banner exists somewhere.
Okay.
And I'd love to know where it is.
But
that was 3 months ago, and they were like, "You're a Clipper for life. We're going to retire your number." And then
that was just 3 months ago.
Yeah, they signed a 5-year max deal.
Here's the thing, though: it's Jerry West. He's blown the whole thing up. He's like, "But if we have Blake Griffin, we're going to be wildly mediocre, and that's not what you want to be in the NBA. You got to just
It was the only move for the Clippers. I don't know what the deal was with the contract 3 months ago or why. Like, I don't get that part of it. I really don't. But the contract is awful. He's owed like 31. He's too much money. Blake Griffin is good, but it's not Blake Griffin 5 years ago. There's no more Chris Paul. He's not that good. He's not $32 million in a season good. So you can't build a franchise around Blake Griffin right now. 2018 Blake Griffin is not the cornerstone of your franchise. So the Clippers had to move on. That being said, I don't know why the fuck they had to move on like this. Like, the guy finding out on Twitter and shit. Like, come on. Be a man. Like,
that's
bring him in.
That's fucked up, man.
Talk to him to his face. What are you doing?
No, he has.
He needs to be the first one
He
to
must
know.
Have told Jerry West to suck his cock at some point or something. I can't understand why this would go down this
way. Do you think this has anything to do with Doc Rivers, maybe Austin Rivers? Or is Doc Rivers out, like, after this season?
I don't know. It's impossible to know. He is so respected by most of the league and the ownership. It doesn't seem like he's going anywhere.
Now, have you ever seen Blake Griffin's like stand-up routine that he did in Montreal?
No.
It's actually pretty good.
You
can look
dude.
It up on YouTube. But he actually addresses like being traded. And it's like this whole routine where it's like...
Oh, really?
He talks about... He compares it to like relationships. It's like you marry this person and then all of a sudden it's like your wife trades you.
Right.
To this, and now you have to like... be with this girl, you have no idea, like you don't know who this girl is, and but it's like, you know what, I'm really excited to fuck Sarah now.
I've heard that he's that his stand-up is solid and he's a real funny dude. You know, I've seen him in like Funny or Die sketches and shit like that. I do think it was like I said, right move, wrong way to go about it. I don't understand why they couldn't have done it in a way that was everybody's happy. Why you gotta fuck him like that? Unless he asked for it and there's more to the story that we don't know. I don't know. The biggest news in the NBA is that LeBron James is apparently open to free agent talks with the Golden State Warriors.
God. You imagine?
This is stupid.
Which, the story is it's yet to be determined like exactly how real and scary this situation is, but basically what sources have said is that
they'd let Clay and Iguodala walk, and then it'd be Durant, LeBron, and Steph.
Well, that LeBron, out of respect for their winning culture, would take a meeting with the Warriors in the offseason.
That doesn't make any sense.
And that as long as there's a max salary slot there for him, he would consider, you know, going to the Warriors. As part of this whole thing, not counting guys who would have to let walk that are becoming free agents. KD would have to decline his player option and take even less money. He's already taken a pay cut to be there. Take even less money. And a boatload of other shit has to happen. There's no fucking way.
Here's the thing, though. I think when you're a free agent, you take as many steak dinners as humanly possible. You meet with every team. Yeah. Wine
absolutely.
And dine me.
That was one of the other Blake Griffin things that happened is he, after the Clippers retired his number, he canceled like four or five other visits. He was like, oh, you guys are the ones. And then they still shipped him away.
Yeah. Well, that's what's, the thing about the NBA that's weird is that everybody knows it's a business first. That's just the way it is. But then there's things like that coil ceremony with Blake Griffin where it's like, it does become emotional and weird.
But fans get on you if you, like, leave their team. Because, like...
Fans get on you if you get traded.
You have no loyalty to the city, to the team. But then if the team trades you, it's like, oh, sorry, man. It's just a business.
No, there's still people who are stupid enough to still be angry. Like, you chose to be traded.
The other thing about the NBA is that history has proven is that literally anyone can be traded. There was a time, like, Juwan Howard had the biggest contract in basketball and was like the 12th man on several
teams.
One of the
worst contracts of all
time.
But
like you can just trade my trash for your trash. Literally anyone can
be
traded.
You just got to make
contracts
match.
Remember they traded Gilbert Arenas for somebody after he pulled guns on teammates, but he still got traded for somebody. It's basketball. The NBA is like you will be traded at some point.
They're opening up cap space. So I think Avery Bradley is a free agent at the end of the year. So he's expiring contract.
Yeah. But this whole thing would be a fucking nightmare. I mean, again, I do not think there's any actual chance of this happening. But if it did, it would ruin the entire league.
It would be a trash situation.
Would Adam Silver step in and decline it? Be like, no, you can't sign with that.
I don't think Maybe. They're ever going to do that again.
Dude, that CP3,
that
the,
was such
the
a
Lakers
bad look.
Trade.
That whole thing was a fucking disaster.
That was Stern, though.
Yeah.
But I feel like Silver has done a pretty good job of just keeping the league intact.
That would be so. It would be just really bad for the league. It would be boring as fuck.
It would be terrible for LeBron's image. Like, how do you
LeBron's image?
How do you reconcile that? He's already had so many like massive red flags go up over the years that people have found a way to move past. This one, I don't know if you could recover from.
Like, and at what point is Steph like? Yo, I don't need all this help.
Right,
like, we're pretty
hey,
fucking good,
like, guys.
I'm
out.
Really good.
Right,
I can do this without three other superstars.
That's an important thing to talk about. I don't think they would. I don't like Steph and KD come together. I don't think those guys are walking away from that conversation. Like, yeah, you know what? Let's make room for LeBron.
Yeah. Also,
I think those two guys would be like,
yeah,
yeah
we
you
got
know what?
This.
I'm pretty sure we're good, bro.
Yeah.
LeBron's been like super
it's a little disrespectful, a
with
little bit.
Steph too.
With everybody, all the time, his whole fucking career.
Remember, he had like a Steph dead body at like his Halloween party.
Yeah, they've had issues with each other before. Yeah. Steph's made comments about like his hairline and shit.
Yeah, but
remember when Steph was like clowning on him in the locker room, and somebody caught footage of it or whatever. Anyway, there is no way. There's
no
fucking way. Oh yeah, he was doing the dance, the flexing dance or whatever. But look, nobody likes LeBron James. That's the thing you have to
tolerate.
It's like, yeah, he's not a likable guy. If you already have two championships under your belt, you've taken this dude down twice. He's aging, by the way, and you have the youngest, possibly best team ever built in the history of the NBA. The fuck do you want this guy coming in for?
Right.
And being the alpha dog, fucking up your chi, messing with your vibes.
Nah, it's not gonna, there's no reason
No, I don't
for
think
it.
So. Anyway, but the fact that he's even, this is peak, it's peak bad LeBron and peak bad sports media, this story is.
LeBron, for his own sake, for his own image, he needs to shoot that down and not say what he said.
Or he hasn't said anything
whoever
yet.
Said it for
he
him,
hasn't
I guess.
Said
sources
yet.
Say.
But this is the kind of shit that he fucking loves because it's like LeBron headlines.
Bell of the ball type shit.
What about this, though? Just throwing this theory out there. What if LeBron, it's a long con. He just tries to take the Warriors. He like takes the Warriors out and he distracts them from like signing Klay or Iguodala. And then he takes Klay with him to, I don't know, like L.A. or something.
Again, I don't think any interest has been expressed on the side of the Warriors. Like, I don't think anybody in the Warriors organization was like, yes, we're certainly looking forward to recruiting LeBron James this offseason. That's a really big move to make. Like, to even say, it just, why fuck with what you've got when you're in the situation they're in? With arguably two players, at least offensively, who are better than LeBron.
I think that's just it's a good title. For an article, but it's not.
Yeah, I don't see it being
a news headline.
It's just the fucking worst. And the thing is, this will feed 6 months worth of ESPN coverage. this one stupid fucking quote from a source, which it could have been. It could have been me. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody could have said this. The beauty of ESPN at this point is that they really don't need a source. They can just say sources said, and nothing's going to happen. Who's going to look into it? There's not some fucking task force out there holding ESPN accountable for all these sources that go unnamed.
Wasn't the journalistic code that you don't name your sources? So
it just depends. It depends on the story.
You can just say sources.
Sometimes you have to name your sources, but if it's like, if you're putting somebody in danger, you obviously don't name your sources then. I went to journalism school. But anyway, this is fucking absurd. It's like, I know a billion jokes have been made up, the sources say thing from Schefter, from Woj over the years, but this is like peak ridiculous to me. Anybody could have said this shit. It could have been a fucking janitor.
We can agree, though, he's leaving Cleveland, right?
Yeah, I think so. He's a sick fuck. He's one of those guys that, like, he'd kill his own family members to win. You know, I think he's going to get out of there.
That team's trash.
It's fucked up. Yeah, the Cavaliers are fucked up again.
I think Gilbert's
not good.
They're selling the team, too.
They're not very good. And but the thing is, he doesn't get blamed as much as he should for when they're not good. He gets all the credit for when they're good, but he does not get blamed as much as he should for when they're not good. Like, he's basically the coach and the GM of the team. Why is it not his fault that they suck?
He brought in all these, like,
he recruited all these people. Like, this is his team he built.
Trash players.
Yeah. Nobody to blame except him.
Is Derrick Rose still, like, showing up to games?
I have no idea.
Is Isaiah Thomas playing well at all?
No, he can't play defense.
He's not.
He's incapable.
Not,
he's too stupid.
He's
too
not
tiny.
What he was last year. There's lots of issues on the Cavs.
And then everyone throws shade at Kevin Love, who just broke his hand. So he's out for, like,
and he hates everybody.
6 to 7 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fucking disaster. The whole thing is falling apart. J.R. Smith is just like, oh, shit. I'm going to get traded. The only other NBA thing, Isaiah Cannon of the Phoenix Suns had one of those freak injuries last night. Did y'all see the video of this?
No.
Fucked up. He went up for a layup against the Mavs, and he came down on his ankle funny, and it snapped.
We're talking compound fracture type shit?
Like Paul George, like Kevin Ware. This is the third one.
Hayward-esque?
Of who?
Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward. Fuck, I totally forgot about Gordon Hayward's first game of the goddamn season. Why does this keep happening to people? This didn't used to be a thing. Drink your calcium, children.
The body's is a weird thing.
You gotta keep those bones strong, baby.
Game's
what the
faster.
Fuck?
People are jumping higher.
That is not it. Gordon Hayward didn't jump too high with his white ass and come down. No, it's weird. Like, every single one of them, too, has been this, like, totally unassuming play where it's just a funny way. Like, you land a little bit funny, like, 1 degree of a centimeter off on the angle, and you're
like, I always wondered, is that injury bound to happen to someone? Is it just they happen to just hit it a weird way, this freak rare occurrence of a time?
It seems to me like it's an inevitability if it happens, right? Like, it was going to happen at
some
point.
I've always wondered that.
But I'm also not a doctor.
I had a Kevin Ware-esque injury in high school. I had my tibia and fibia go through my skin.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Oh. And the doctor reset my foot wrong.
That's
why your foot's fucked up?
That's why you walk funny?
Look. My foot's straight. It's the right foot's straight, but when I set my left foot straight, it's on to an angle to the left.
Yeah, it's because it wasn't a doctor. Your dad took you into an alley in Philly and let a homeless guy hit you with a hammer. That's how they do it.
I mean, more or less, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I don't know what the deal is with this. This one was, it's crazy because there's not much in sports that can make all of the athletes in the game like sick. The only place it regularly happens
snapped.
Is the NFL with people getting hit in the head and you see guys
neck
taking a knee
and
praying and shit. But in the NBA, this is not a common thing that you're used to seeing. And the reaction of all these guys on both teams, the Suns and the Mavs, tells you everything you need to know.
It's like hard for them to get back on the court.
Like, hard for them to look up at all.
Yeah.
Like, head down on the bench, like, oh my God. It's like you've seen somebody die. That's the reaction.
It's probably worse.
Like, when a horse breaks his leg, we got to put this guy down.
It's fucking crazy, man. Like, the... It just... the brutality of like seeing a human being's legs snap in half in front of you, it's just not something. Anyway, that's why we sit when we do the podcast, so that that's not.
I don't want to snap a femur over here.
So that that's not a possibility. Hey, go to manoutfitters.com. We've got a code for you to get 15% off any order of $150 or more, including free shipping. That code is underboy, which is what we call you when you bet the under. An underboy. Go to manoutfitters.com. We got all kinds of new stuff on MO. You know, spring is coming. All of our new spring stuff has come in on Man Outfitters. Gear up. Use the code underboy. Get that 15% off. Save some money. Free shipping. Cha. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to talk about Super Bowl. What else? Super Bowl prop bets. Other NFL news. The NHL. And we got some hotline calls.
Hello, small people, big people, people of all sizes that like to lift weights and get fit. This is the SupsDog podcast.
We're a fitness and lifestyle podcast for people that just want to better themselves until happy hour.
Listen, if you don't want to know all the know-how, but just want to know how to get big, tune in every Wednesday and hear Dan and myself, Jake Goldman, talk about fitness.
On Grand X Labs.
Tune in and subscribe.
All right, we're back. Let's talk about the Super Bowl, the big game, the Eagles, the Patriots, Dan and the fine people of Philadelphia versus New England and the
trash people of New England.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Trashiest Super Bowl in history.
This is a nightmare for everyone who's
not. We're just sour.
Actually, the trashiest Super Bowl in history was probably the same teams playing in Jacksonville. Not Minnesota's probably a cleaner, better city.
I don't know. I think how long ago was that?
Well, Minnesota is not a city.
2004.
It's a state.
Or Minneapolis.
The social media, honest to God, if you hadn't made that correction, it never would have struck me.
And I'm glad I did.
the social media existence now, I think, makes it so much worse. Because there's so much more exposure to all the little tiny things that happen day by day and all the bullshit and all the fights and it's just, we hear about so much more of it. Yes, you're probably right. The same matchup in Jacksonville was probably trashier just because it's Jacksonville.
Although I like Jacksonville. I feel at home in Jacksonville. So maybe that says...
That does say a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Something about it being in Minnesota and frozen and snowy, and it just feels right.
The high on Sunday is 9.
What a fucking nightmare. What are you going to wear?
Dude, I love that shit. Though. I don't know. I'm bringing long johns and gloves.
But then when you get in the stadium, you're gonna sweat your ass off. That's the same thing happened to me when I went to.
That's why you layer
Atlanta.
Up. Yeah, you peel back
layers.
You peel down.
Yeah. So you're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
When did you find this out?
I found this out on today's Thursday. I found this out on Tuesday night. A big T-shirt Matt called me and said, "Hey, do you want to go to the Super Bowl?" And I said, "Yeah."
Is that the behest of Natty Light, correct?
Natty Light is bringing us out there. That's right. We have Natty Light. I don't know if it's Natty Light or Bud Light, actually. But
Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah. Right. It's the same company, obviously. Two different brands. But
you've never been to the Super Bowl, I assume.
Never been to the Super Bowl. Saturday night, we have some kind of big Bud Light party we're going to. I think Zach Brown is playing and someone else.
Okay. Missing the Super Bowl is not that bad anymore.
Because you don't want to see Zach Brown. Yeah, no, I mean, I am happy for you, but we just needed to talk about how you're going.
No, yeah. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I've been waiting on an itinerary for 2 or 3 days now.
Parties,
I don't know
game.
Exactly know what's going on, but I know I'm excited.
What is the vibe like in the... Try not to get stabbed. Don't wear, you know,
no, we're
be
good.
Neutral.
We're good. Oh, yeah, I'm dressed in neutral because I am neutral.
What I want to discuss something that's been very disappointing to me, and that is these Super Bowl commercials leaking, air quotes around leaking. They're being released early, days before Super Bowl Sunday. Some of them came out over the weekend, a week before, or Monday or Tuesday. It's destroying some of the anticipation for me.
You know, Mike Trout really has no reason to not go to the Super Bowl anymore. Because he wanted to stay at home to watch the commercials. He could do it right before the game and then attend the game.
That's a good point. Yeah. I didn't know Mike Trout had that stance.
Big Eagles fan.
I didn't either.
Huge Eagles fan. Okay. Maybe the biggest.
But yeah, I mean, we've already seen that nobody's going to beat that fucking Peter Dinklage, Morgan Freeman commercial. Nobody.
I haven't seen that yet.
I have to miss all the commercials. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Dude, it's well. You won't. That's the whole point. You won't miss them anymore because they'll be all over Twitter.
I get to see JT perform.
I've seen three. Oh shit! I didn't even think about that. The JT. Halftime show.
Yeah,
and I bet you're in like a box too.
I think I will be in a box. I'd
probably
sit
next to like Bradley Cooper.
Maybe.
Yeah. Probably not. You're probably not gonna be sitting next to Bradley Cooper.
I'll probably be sitting next to Big T-shirt Matt.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Which is a slight step down from Bradley Cooper.
He's
on
the same as Bradley Cooper.
Tier.
They're both really. Equally good looking.
Like people. A-minus list celebrities. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I wish they would stop leaking the commercials. That's all I have to say about that. Some of them are really, really good. And
I haven't seen any of these, by the way.
Dude, the one I'm talking about is a Doritos commercial and a Mountain Dew commercial mashed into one. I guess they're owned by the same company.
Oh, well, Doritos has like a Super Bowl commercial contest that I used to enter in college. That you just make a commercial
right.
like every year,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
they pick the two best from like fans. So they outsource this shit.
I don't think this is that.
It's just a straight up commercial.
Yeah, and it's fucking incredible.
I need to look it up.
But like in the past couple years, this shit's been disappointing. There's not that many good commercials. It's like, you know, that's a big part of it. You want to walk away from the Super Bowl being like those commercials. At least a handful were fucking tight and memorable. That just hasn't been happening. And now I feel like this year we've got some in the tank and they're blowing them out beforehand. Anyway, it just bugs me. It's like if we were having clips, badass highlights of the game released before they took place.
Granted, we're in such a small bubble, especially on Twitter. Like,
yeah,
most of the population isn't seeing this.
Like us. Yeah, probably. You're probably right.
Not that many. Like, you got to think about it. Not that many people are on Twitter or Instagram in the grand scheme of things.
Well, I'll tell you. Well, that many people are on Instagram. It's fucking crazy. But not on Twitter. I'm going to make the move of avoiding these commercials until Sunday from here on out. Because I'm a little upset that I've seen the one I've seen. Like, I wish I was seeing it in real time with the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And not having watched it 23 times already before Sunday, which I have.
I think it's just because you're so deep in the
Game of Thrones world.
Yeah.
That's part of it for sure. But it's also like, just wait till you see it. You're going
to
love it.
Dan, talk to us about this, about how you feel going into this game. I mean, this is your team.
I mean, I feel weirdly confident. But at the same time, it's concerning that both Patriot fans and Eagles fans are both like weirdly confident too. Like,
okay.
Patriots think they're going to blow us out. Like, anybody in New England or a Patriots fan think it's going to be like a 14-17 point game. And it's just going to be a breeze, like a walk in the park. And they're like, oh, thank God we finally have a Super Bowl where we're not sweating it out. Then Eagles fans are the same way. It's like, I think our defense got this.
What is the line movement? Like, the line is now down to 4.5 on mybookie.ag.
Yeah, so I grabbed that at 5.5. I'm
seeing
all these big swinging dicks in Vegas are putting money on the Eagles.
Everyone I know is on the Eagles.
Yeah, which is concerning.
Which is very concerning. Like, I was very confident in Eagles plus 5.5. I haven't placed any bets yet. And as the line moves towards the Eagles,
yeah,
the more it does, the more terrified I am. Like,
I took Eagles plus 5.5, and I took Eagles plus 3 first half line.
Because that just seems like a
seems right.
A lock.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I just don't see the Pats. I feel like I'm classic falling into the trap of like Bill Belichick or something. Like, why is it that I'm not respecting this Patriots team at all?
2 weeks to prepare for Nick Foles.
They do not scare me at all. And I keep forgetting.
Probably should.
Nick Foles is the quarterback.
I mean, he could turn back into a pumpkin very quickly. He could play like he did against the Raiders. And we get blown the fuck out.
That's got to be the reason for the line. That's the only thing I can think of that explains this whole situation. That nobody knows what to make of Nick Foles. You're flipping a coin essentially to get, you know, either what you got in that Raiders game or what you got in the fucking NFC Championship.
Because he's a momentum guy. Like, if he needs to complete his first few passes and get into a rhythm, or else he's going to suck the rest of the game.
The over-under is 48, which is, you know, about average for an NFL game.
I think it's under. I think the under is pretty locked in.
I like the under if I have to pick one.
I like 24-21.
You're under boys.
Somebody.
I'm an under boy.
And this
just
one.
Just a repeat of Jacksonville.
And I also still like Eagles plus 4.5. If you're going off the current mybookie.ag line.
Just take
line.
The points. Yeah. Just pray. Nick Foles shows up.
I really, even if Foles struggles, I feel like they should be able to keep it within a score. So, I don't know. I don't. I'm just. I like Dylan said. I'm rooting for a good game. I hope we get a good game out of this.
I'll be perfectly fine if we blow them out.
So. How are you going to watch this thing?
I think I'm going to an Eagles bar. That on Sixth Street.
Are you still like up in the air about this? It's like 48 hours away.
I'm either going there or I'm going to go to a buddy's place.
Yeah, if you are going to a bar, it has to be friendly territory.
Yeah. Jay Black's is a Eagles bar, so I think I'm going to go there if I do go to a bar.
That way the whole crowd is either celebrating or feeling like shit together. You got the camaraderie factor going. You can't go to a neutral place. That's
now, do you intend on like blacking out during this game?
No. After. Regardless
win or lose.
Win
right?
or lose, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's always been an issue for me. Big sporting events, like drinking so much during them that you don't even really remember like what the fuck happened.
You gotta pace yourself.
It happened to me at a few Texans playoff games. You miss like pieces of franchise history.
Granted, the last time we were in the Super Bowl, I was in eighth grade. So,
you were shit faced.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a place to place your bets on the Super Bowl, go to mybookie.ag. We've got a code for you to use. It's backdoor. One word, backdoor. And you'll get an instant 50% bonus on your first deposit, which is what you want.
You put it in $100, you get 150 back.
Y'all are talking lines and whatnot.
Cha.
I'm a prop bet boy.
Are you?
Yeah. I have some prop bets.
I'm all in on props.
Going too. I have a lot of money on this game.
Already? And it's Thursday. Yeah. That is not a good sign. That is not a good sign. What do you have so far?
Well, I have the prop bet of, I think this is a lock, Nick Foles over 1.5 yards rushing. There's gonna be one broken play that Nick Foles runs for 7 yards.
The over-under on his rushing yards is 1.5?
Yes, and people like...
So he needs to scramble one time.
Dude, yes. That's the perfect kind of prop bet.
It is, because he might not run all game. But if he does, he covers.
Prop bets are the ones where you see it and you say... There is no fucking way this doesn't happen.
and then
next thing you know, there's like 3 minutes left in the game and it still hasn't happened. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, I did that. The Green Bay Steelers Super Bowl. John Kuhn's rushing yard was like 2.5. I'm like, he gets one carry.
And it's over.
He got zero carries that game.
Yeah. Or he gets one and it goes for 2 yards.
And then you just feel like a fucking idiot. He never even touches the ball.
But Nick Foles needs 2 fucking yards rushing. But the thing is, too, if say we win the game and we start taking knees at the end of the game. That goes against the rushing yards.
God. So that's right. Okay. So if he rushes for 4 yards and then you've got 2 knees at the end of the game, that might go under.
It can
and
cancel
you're
it
fucked.
Out, yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't
think
Nick Foles is taking a knee at the end of the game, though. No offense, Dan.
Why not? Well, if they were up, he would.
I know.
We should clarify that you should use promo code BACKDOOR to activate that 50% bonus when you sign up on mybookie.ag.
We did, you dick.
We said it twice.
Oh, I didn't hear
Maybe
that.
Maybe listen to the show once that you produced.
Did you guys know the new tagline on the mybookie read, though?
No.
Play, win, and get paid.
Play, win, and get paid. They took out the you part of it.
And get paid.
It used to be you play, you win, you get paid.
That's fucking fascinating.
Just wanted to pass that
Expert
along.
Or rookie, don't be a pussy.
But they have,
I still like that one.
They have like a million different prop bets on there. Not actually a million. They
it's
have a
pretty
lot
close
of prop
to a million.
Bets.
I will pull them up now.
And they're really
exciting.
Some are about the game, like Dan said, 1.5 yards for Nick Foles.
Another in-game one that I think is a lock is Fletcher Cox over 2.5 tackles. Granted, like the Patriots don't really run the ball that much, especially between the tackles, but I think Fletcher Cox shows the fuck up and gets like at least 2 sacks.
Oh, shit, I still got some money in here. I'm about to fucking unload on prop bets. Sweet.
But yeah, Nick Foles over 1.5 yards rushing, Fletcher Cox over 2.5 tackles. Lock it in.
My prop bets are all about are non-game related, though.
You can bet on mybookie.ag the color of Justin Timberlake's shoes at the start of halftime show. White is a big favorite at the moment.
I'm probably going to skip the halftime show.
The hat is a big one I've seen. Will Justin Timberlake wear a hat to start the halftime show? Yes, minus 150. The thing about these is like,
there are people out there who know the answers to these already, like that are close to the situation, production team, for example, and they know what's going to happen. That always weirds me out a little bit.
I think that's why there's a max.
I know they're not allowed to bet, but that information can easily get out.
Right?
Yeah, the maximum bet you can make on these is pretty small.
And that's the reason for it.
Yeah. My favorite every year is the national anthem. This year, Pink is singing.
Was it 2 minutes?
The over-under is 121 and a half seconds, so just over basically a minute.
2 minutes and a half. 2 minutes. And 1 minute. Or 1 second. 1 second.
In the past, I've taken this, and then I've spent like 45 minutes watching national anthems on YouTube from shitty singers. I forget who sang it last year. Might have been Zach Brown. And still getting it wrong every time.
Last year, it was someone who had done it many times before.
Yeah, and I watched every performance he'd done on YouTube.
Wait, was it Luke Bryan?
Maybe it was Luke Bryan.
That sounds right. Because he had obviously done the national anthem several times before, so people, you can go back and time it, but he was all over the place. He would differentiate it by like up to 20 seconds, so it was hard to actually nail it down. But he went over, I believe.
Damn. If Pink is... this is the dumbest shit. This is an example of one that like somebody for sure knows the answer. If Pink will be airborne during the national anthem, no, minus 550.
Minus 550.
If you don't understand, that means you put down $550 on no to win $100.
Yeah.
So if she's airborne, you cry.
Does that count a little like the smallest jump?
That's a good question.
On tour, she is always airborne. Always. She does like trapeze type shit.
How do you know this?
Because I just know.
You're like a big Pink
guy. There are videos
guy.
Of her like flying across the whole arena.
Dylan, huge Pink guy.
No, I'm not a huge Pink guy.
Everyone knows.
She's talented, though.
She's the Cirque du Soleil of
thank
pop
you.
Music.
This is some shit. Will Pink forget or omit a word from the anthem? Minus 700 says no.
That's a big fear of everyone who does it. Because you just nut up.
What? One word? That's so easy to skip. Surely she skips a word.
Take a flyer.
Plus 400.
I don't know, Billy.
Sprinkle it. See, this is what you convince yourself. Fuck me.
Just rattle some off.
Yeah, just read some. I can't read that small print up there, so you're going to have to read it for us, Micah.
No, I'm done.
Got Gatorade That's color? Enough.
There are some fun ones, man.
I've read some.
What's your Pink is also a well-known Eagles fan, so you can bet as to whether she'll say Eagles before or after the anthem.
You can bet on Belichick's shirt color.
Great.
You can bet on how many times Giselle will be shown on TV. I recommend taking the under.
Ooh, I think one of the prop bets was what happens first, a team scores or a commercial says Dilly Dilly.
Ooh, you can bet on whether or not they'll say Nipplegate during the broadcast.
They will not.
Nipplegate. No is minus 900. I'm tempted to put $900 on no. There's no fucking way
no one's saying
the commentator says Nipplegate.
You can bet on how many times Janet Jackson will be mentioned. You can bet on the number of times Donald Trump will tweet on Super Bowl Sunday. The over-under is set at 5.
What if he just puts $10 million on that and just goes on a tweet spree?
Oh, man. You can bet on who the Super Bowl MVP will mention first between teammates, God, city, coach, owner, family, and then at plus 225, does not mention any of the above.
What does Brady
How
go
is that
with?
Only plus 225?
What's Brady's standard? I don't think he's a God guy.
No, Brady doesn't believe in God. I have no idea.
He's got to be a teammate guy, right?
I don't think so.
I think he mentions his family.
A family guy. He's a fam, but...
If Nick Foles wins, though, God is a lock.
Yes.
So maybe you parlay Nick Foles MVP, God.
Dan, there's a bunch of props here with you in mind where you can parlay Eagles first half points versus Ben Simmons points and rebounds.
Holy hell.
Yeah, Ben Simmons. No,
I love the cross sport.
Then there's
God, you could do Foles passing yardage to Embiid blocks. This is, see.
No, touchdown passes, because that would make no sense.
Oh, okay. Okay,
passing yards.
I remember. This is a long time ago, maybe 25 years ago, the first time they put like a Mike, who will score more points, Michael Jordan or one of the Super Bowl teams. And it was like the first cross-sport prop that Vegas had ever done. Now my bookie has, like, I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. I mean, there's got to be 300 of these that are just cross-sport props against basketball.
And, you know, I think Michael Jordan's such a degenerate that he knew about that bet that he went out and scored more points.
You can bet on LeBron rebounds plus assists versus Philly New England's second quarter points. That's absolutely
that is
insane.
So deep into like, the gambling world.
What?
You have a
the
problem.
The second quarter of the Super Bowl versus LeBron James rebounds and assists.
I think these are the bets you could kill, though, right? Because not many people are going to be. They really
right,
have
this is
no
where
idea.
You go through and find one that you love. Yeah.
Eagles total points against total goals for three NHL games. For who, though?
Anyway, check out the rest of those on mybookie.ag. Use the code BACKDOOR to get that 50% deposit bonus.
Total points scored by the Super Bowl winning team against gold medals by the U.S. I think you go with the Super Bowl winning team, right?
I don't know.
We're not great at the Winter Olympics.
I don't. How the fuck? Give us a final score here prediction for your, Philly ass.
Birds, 27. Patriots, 21.
There you have it, folks.
Damn.
In other NFL news, Alex Smith was suddenly traded to Washington.
So I guess the push.
Mahomes time.
Yeah. And,
I don't know how I feel about this. I like bizarre. Alex Smith.
He's
but
a
I
damn fine quarterback.
I can't like Alex Smith anymore because he's a Redskin.
So what's going to happen with
Cousins?
Cousins.
He gone.
Maybe Denver?
The Browns, Jets, maybe the Cardinals.
There's a lot of teams with shit quarterbacks still.
There's a lot
and
of teams.
Honestly,
with really
it's
bad
really weird to not have the Texans in that conversation. Like every year, it's like we desperately need to find somebody.
You got your guy.
Got your guy. It's nice. Chris Long of the Eagles has to get a tattoo of their linebacker coach Ken Flahole. Is it Flahole or Flajole? It's got to be Flahole, right?
Flajole.
Flajole. Fajita. If the Eagles win, and I've seen mock-ups of this, it is the concept is hilarious. Like a full tattoo of this man's face, his linebacker coach. Like they have some relationship. He used to be the defensive coordinator for a team Chris Long was on. So at the beginning of the season, he was like, how great would it be to win a Super Bowl together? Like Chris Long's response was something like, if we win a Super Bowl, I'll tattoo your face on my body. And then Flajole was like, oh, man, you shouldn't say shit like that. You never know. Stuff happens, and then here we are. Don't make tattoo bets, kids.
Did you make a tattoo bet?
Probably at some point.
No.
He made a butthole bleaching bet.
I have a stupid tattoo, but I didn't.
Okay,
I just chose to get it.
I thought that was a bet.
Yeah, you chose that.
Yeah, when I was 18.
You chose that life.
Yeah.
The only other thing in the football world is that Manziel is tweeting as if he's achieved something in the past week.
Comeback season.
He said, if you weren't rocking with me when I was down and out, how are you going to hop back on the wave now? Bro, the wave is still very small. Let's calm down until it's...
And I'm surfing on that wave.
You can't surf that wave yet.
You
can't boogie board on it
yet. You can't even boogie board on this wave yet. It's too small.
What about body surf?
But...
No.
But he's out there and he's paddling out.
I get it. Yeah.
And I respect it.
That's a good way of putting it. And I do respect that he's paddling back out into the ocean with the sharks with blood streaming out of his leg. But chill out with these cocky tweets, Manziel. You're making hoodies.
Dude, he's slinging Gildan tees.
They're Gildan.
You're selling merch just like us. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't pretend like you're some big shot already again.
He's team content.
It's comeback season, though.
It's comeback season.
It's we haven't come back yet.
It's not the comeback celebration.
We want him to come back, but it's still just a season.
Also, you can't describe your situation as down and out if it's completely self-inflicted. Like, you weren't down and out. You acted like a dumbass. You know what I mean? Like, you struck your girlfriend. You weren't down and out. You had a drug and drinking problem. Like, that shit you chose. It's not down and out. Down and out is when, really bad luck happens. This is all choices he made.
And just to reiterate the point, he's selling hats and hoodies that say lost in the sauce on them. So he's trying to profit from his own alcohol abuse. Johnny isn't much for logic.
We've all been lost in the sauce a little bit, Micah.
Just for the record.
Sure.
Just for the record, that concept alone of selling a hat that is about substance abuse it completely eliminates any right to tweeting shit like, if you weren't rocking with me when I was down and out, how are you going to hop back on the wave now? You forfeit that right when you sell substance abuse hats. Like, there's 13-year-olds out there ordering Lost in the Sauce hats because they think Johnny is cool because he hangs out with Drake. That sentence that I just said is concerning. That's what's wrong
for
with society.
For the youth of America?
For everyone, not just the youth. For everyone. It's concerning.
Hey, Ross, I put a little something in here that I didn't mention to you. It's our preseason picks. And I went back to September 6th
and listened
to who we picked as Super Bowl winners.
Who do we pick?
Well, let's start with Dylan. His choice was the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm.
Not bad.
Close.
Yeah, good run.
Dan's choice, the Carolina Panthers. Also a playoff team.
Okay.
Hey. Not terrible.
I mean, I went out on a limb. I didn't want to see the Patriots.
Ross, do you remember who you picked?
No.
Does anybody remember? Because I've remembered it all year.
I can tell you what
I do
Philly.
Not know.
I've been waiting for this moment. Ross, you selected the New York Giants.
Oh, my God.
Holy
Which by
fuck.
Like week four was pretty much out the window.
I wonder what made me think that was a good pick.
I think your logic was something just like, they win every once in a while. They're up for another one.
They're due.
He's not wrong.
I may have to find that clip.
Man,
put it
that,
back in.
That did not,
they
that
didn't
did
do
not
so hot.
Pan out the way that I planned on it. You know?
That's unfortunate. Eli got benched. A very healthy Eli
coach.
Manning was benched.
They won like two games.
He lost his starter streak.
Holy shit. Yeah.
For that one game for Geno.
Picked the wrong season to back the Giants. Christ.
Hey, at least we didn't play it safe, though. We could all just said
You're
Patriots.
Right.
Yeah.
We went out on a limb.
This is you say what you will about us and our sports knowledge, but we're not pussies. You know?
We don't know much, but we're not pussies.
That's our new that's our new logo. We're going to put that on there. In the NHL, Dylan's Vegas Knights are still in first place in the West.
We're doing it!
Just 1 point behind Tampa Bay for the best record in all of hockey. Can you believe it?
God, my guys are really out there just putting it all on the line.
Hey,
risking
so
it all.
Mine are too, though. The Preds are 29-12-7, looking good. I was looking at the power rankings on ESPN, which is where I get all of my hockey knowledge, which is like the most pathetic fucking thing in the world. The Vegas Knights are still number one, but the Preds are right there. We're climbing.
We're coming for you.
I think we're number four.
Stanley Cup's going
like
to Vegas.
I don't even know what division my team is in, but I've been a lifelong fan.
Well, so have I.
And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the NHL playoffs, as I do every year. And until then, we'll continue giving you updates on two teams' records.
I'm really doing it, man.
Of whom, between the two teams, we can probably name two players. Zero players.
Wait, is PK Subban still play for Phoenix? I mean for
Phoenix.
For Nashville, yeah.
I mean for Nashville.
Yeah, that's the only guy I know, the black guy. That's it.
That guy's a badass, though.
Yeah,
he donates like all of his money to charity and shit, like building hospitals and stuff.
Yeah, he's
like James Neal, actually.
The opposite
went
of Johnny
from the Preds Manziel. To the Golden Knights.
All right.
Not selling Lost in the Sauce hats.
No.
PK Subban. All right, we got a couple of hotline calls. If you want to leave if you want to get on the show, you can call our hotline 800-392-6344. You can ask us a question, rant, give us a take, whatever. 800-392-6344. We got two calls this week. Every Thursday show, we'll play the best calls. Here's the first one from this week.
Yo, I'm calling for an immediate suspension of Dan Rogester from this podcast. Listening to his takes about fucking Jerry Rice is just despicable. The trash that is spewing from his mouth right now is unbelievable. Like, NFL Network had him on their like top 100 players of all time, like 10 part episode show. He was number one. He was the number one player of all time, according to the experts that are employed by NFL Network. Like, Dan, I normally enjoy you, but you need to go away for a little while for this. You need to go away.
Okay.
No, you need to go read the 538 piece called "Randy Moss May Have Been the Greatest Receiver of All Time." It just breaks everything down for you. He's better than Jerry Rice. Randy Moss is
a lot
like
of people think that he is like this caller said that he's not only the best receiver of all time. He's the best football player of all time.
He is also a cheater.
Why'd you
got to
bring this up again? By the way, was he calling from like a library? It's not like he was trying to not,
whisper.
Like, not
he's
to
office,
be loud.
Probably. He's probably supposed to be working.
Okay.
Which I respect.
I'm glad I missed the Jerry Rice debacle that happened in this room.
You got to strike Jerry Rice from the record. He cheated to use Stickum.
I'm not diving back into this. I'm refusing.
Randy Moss.
I will say this: going and saying Randy is the GOAT is not going out on a limb in any way, shape, or form.
No, a lot of people have that opinion.
That's not what you argued.
You argued that he was just like a
Jerry Rice was
like
not
an average
that good.
Receiver or something.
All right, so not that good. Saying he's the greatest. All right, greatest of all time. I'm just saying he's not the greatest of all time. That's what I meant. Not that he wasn't good.
Meaning he could be the second greatest of all time.
Yeah.
You can refer to the
tape. That's not what you said, though.
You can refer to the tape.
I just meant not as good as you guys said as the greatest of all time.
You can refer to the tape. That is all I will say. But
Jerry Rice is a good player.
People were upset about this, Dan. You upset the people.
Jerry Rice, good player. Not as good as Randy Moss.
Yeah, he was good, all right.
Or Calvin Johnson.
Yeah,
Calvin Johnson,
yeah,
better.
Yeah, he was a good player. Thank you.
Calvin Johnson, Dan.
Next call.
What's going on? It's James from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm a big futures guy, so I was wondering if you guys have taken a look at the predicted national champions for next year's college football season. I thought it was kind of crazy that the defending national champions, University of Central Florida, are right now they are 2,500-1, so hop on that. I really think they're returning a lot of stars. They're going to repeat. They're just going to be handing out $100 bills to us. But another one I really liked was 250-1, Wisconsin Badgers. That's crazy because their part of the Big Ten is cupcake. So let me know what you guys think. Maybe take a look at those lines and see if you find any favorites.
Thank you for that. That was great.
If UCF goes undefeated again next year, are they again left out of the
playoffs?
Yes,
probably, but
yes.
It doesn't matter. Today, or actually it was yesterday, the Nevada Dental Association, who have named a national champion since 2002, named UCF their national champion. So that's big.
Another Nevada national championship Dental for UCF. Association.
The Nevada Dental Association.
We're talking teeth here?
We're talking teeth.
I have a question. Why is the Nevada Dental Association naming a national champion?
They've been doing it since 2002.
Why are they doing it?
I mean, can
we
name one? Is it going to make news?
Why are they doing it at the end of January?
They gotta let it.
That's when
sit.
They gotta let it simmer.
They run back the tape.
they've been like juror style, like locked in a room for.
Yeah, they let the season
for 2 months, just debating.
debate for 2 months, and then they come out with their announcement.
I mean, dentists don't really have a whole lot going on, isn't it? Like one of the highest suicidal rates.
Yeah, they
amongst
kill
professions.
Themselves. They kill themselves.
That's
in high
a shame.
Numbers.
So I mean, this is all I really
hey,
have.
If you're a dentist out there, stay strong.
What
man,
if you're
no
a dentist
that shit?
What if you're a dentist who lives in Seattle?
If
you're
you,
just,
if
there's
you,
no chance.
If you know anything about this show, it's that we don't advocate suicide and that our hotline is open to anybody who feels the need to hurt themselves.
But we probably won't talk you out of killing yourself.
We can't because it's a voicemail.
Right.
But at least you'll have.
If you're still alive by the time our next show comes on.
And just know that Micah will hear your last words if you're in the Nevada Dentist Association and you want to end it.
Don't kill yourself.
Don't do it. But if you have to.
A lot of teeth out there need fillings, man.
Dude, what do we...
Root canals need to be had.
And if you're like suffering, like looking for a purpose, go to somewhere where everybody has shit teeth, like Britain or...
Oh, you killing Britain.
Just slay.
Just leave, you know? Leave your family. Go to Britain and clean teeth.
Go to Alabama.
Alabama. Plenty of people need their teeth cleaned in Alabama.
But like on a serious note, though, I think that Wisconsin bet worth a flyer because they're returning a lot of starters.
Here's what I want.
250-1.
Here's my goal in life, to get to a point where I have enough money to where, like, if I was a Wisconsin guy, I'm not, but let's say hypothetically I am.
So you're Jared.
I put $10,000 on Wisconsin preseason. Being able to sprinkle money on these futures that would turn into actual insane amounts of money if you won is the American dream.
Just having hope. Yeah.
Futures betting is the American dream. Long shot futures
big
betting.
Big money futures betting is the American dream.
And especially with Wisconsin, they have like such a soft schedule on that part of the Big Ten.
Because that would pay, what did he say it was? 250-1?
Yeah.
That's so a lot,
man. If you put down $1,000, you pay out $250,000?
That's what it means.
That's a lot of money.
Eh, they got a lot of guys coming back. It's going to be the same team.
Let's put $1,000 on Wisconsin.
Go Badge.
We'll be Badger boys all year?
Yeah. And then they'll be like, you know,
11-4
Yeah.
What about, I mean, what did he say the UCF was? 200 or
2,500
to 1? That might be a flyer.
We could
sprinkle it. We go undefeated. Maybe they'll keep us in.
Dan, sprinkle it with your entire 401k.
The problem with that bet is the Nevada Dental Association. their opinion won't matter.
They don't count, yeah.
Their opinion doesn't count in Vegas? They're Nevada.
I don't think so.
That was the last call, right?
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. Everybody enjoy the Super Bowl on Sunday. Oh, RIP, Rasul. Is it Rasul? Is that how it's pronounced? Rasul Butler? Bummer.
Yeah, it's too bad.
About him and his wife, man. Former Clipper.
Former Spur, too, for a minute, I think.
Yeah, he was a member. He played in the Big Three last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's
Shut
he's
up.
He's a trivia question.
Is
he's
on the Ghost Ballers?
He's the first player from the Big Three to die.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, God, dude.
But it's been around for like 6 months. Like, calm down.
That's not a thing you want.
By all accounts,
like a minute ago.
A great teammate and a good guy. He played for 8 different NBA teams. People really liked him.
R.I.P.
People liked
him. Rest in peace.
That's what you want people to say about you after you die, is that people liked you. Because if people didn't like you, that's not a good look.
You want people to show up to your funeral.
You don't want people being like, yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Like, yeah, I heard he died, but you know what?
I didn't like him. He just wasn't a good guy. You want people bragging on you. After
Or during your like eulogy, somebody is struggling to come up with good things to say about you. Yeah. He dressed okay, I guess.
He had a good J.
He was all right at sports. That's it, though.
All right, any other shouts?
No.
No shouts?
Just for Saul Butler.
Okay.
You can follow us on the internet. I'm at WR Bowling all over the internet. Check out the Ross Bowling podcast too. Those are my two announcements. I'm done.
Get at me on Instagram and Twitter, dshivery, CHEVERERE 4 E's.
And get at Supsdawg, SUPPSDAWG on Twitter and Instagram. We just dropped a fire episode with the Wolf of Supplements. He gave us a nice little care
Which is
package.
Exactly what it sounds like. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Enjoy the commercials. Enjoy the food.
Peace. Fly, Eagles, fly.